kind of nice to look around the building here. I understand they got a couple of new departments at NBC, Willard. That's why I asked you to come on down the hall here with me.
You know, this Charlotte Balch is a real hustler as far as
she is sharp as a tack.
Terrific. Yes. She really is. They've got a new thing called the Complaint Department and the Compliment Department.
You mean you have a, if you want to compliment some show that you heard, they have a separate department for that?
That's right. They've got to divide it. So, yeah. Hey, look, over there by the door.
That's Compliment Department.
This is the compliment. Let's walk in.
All right, let's go in here.
I don't think there's anybody shut the door.
Not much happening there, huh?
Well, come on across the hall here. We can...
Sure, they've got the separate corridor here.
They've got two departments.
Yeah.
Here's the complaint department.
Open the door. Boy, they're doing a land office business, aren't they?
Yeah, well, let's try to shut the door. Gee whiz, I mean, you'd think that people would be a little nicer than that.
I would hope to tell you that you'd think that.
The joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Well, it's time for the Joy Boys program for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday night. This is Ed Walker here.
Monday, Tuesday. Yeah, it's Wednesday night.
Double check.
That right artist is Monday, Tuesday.
Wednesday night.
Bobby's at Wednesday. Checking his calendar. Arthur Page, one of our engineers.
Yeah.
And Bobby Shenton's another engineer. Bob Green.
Bob, hold it down there, fella.
Very nervous engineer.
All right, fella, take it easy.
Over in the corner.
25 minutes.
Our newest addition is Austin Kimball.
Have a drink of coffee.
too much, my kid.
Austin Kimball is a transmitter engineer who's been returned back to the fortress. The stockade gate closed.
I know it ain't pleasant, but it's like war. You got to go through it.
He was out there for 43 years. He and K.B. Williams learned to smoke out there.
Behind the tower.
That's right. So, we're Warren, he isn't here. He's checking the broker. So, or breaking his check.
What do we have? What do we have coming up on the program?
Cue the sound engineer. The door's opening.
Excuse me, fellas. I got a hot scoop for you. This Daddy Sawbucks from the newsroom. Excuse me, I've been running down here.
Bobby,
all the time.
Give him a hot mic. Daddy Sawbucks.
Give me a hot mic, will you? Ouch, that's too hot.
Yeah, all right, speaker, please.
All right, the Lee is going back to Virginia. Yes, indeedy, folks. I got it straight from the wire here. Lee is going back to Virginia.
Daddy Sawbucks. Are you referring to Robert E. Lee in the Civil War went back to Virginia after he left the Union Army?
No, Mr. Lee, the night building supervisor. He's going back to, the engineer here. He's going home for dinner, and his wife wanted me to tell him.
Why do you use the radio for this?
Well, he didn't have a dime for a phone call.
Get out of here,
I thought I'd make a hot story.
Well, okay, our program looks pretty good tonight. We're going to, the mental, what's his name?
Oh, we have Derringer, the mental pistol, who is coming up here a little bit later on.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who is, he's psychic.
He'll be at home here.
Yeah. No, I said psychic, not psycho. And
Vanzetti, they used to go to Waterlogged, I think. Also, the Yellow Ghost, The Courier Returns, is today's exciting episode.
What
our Corn Boil Record of the Week.
Our what? Would you say that again?
That's from the Edward R. Murrow School.
Wow.
Ooh.
Man, I think that when the termites talk to you from the walls, you know you got trouble.
Well, Cornball Record of the Day, and then what?
Randy Goon presents two poems, Soupy Sales and Westward Ho. Austin, don't cry. Play the record.
That's very lovely. That's the music of George Shearing, and it's called Lulu's Back in Town.
Stay tuned in about 2.5 minutes. Our corn bowl of the day. So
by the corn cobblers, as a matter of fact.
In our studio at this particular moment, we are indeed fortunate to have one of the greatest mental genii of the entire world, Derringer the Mental Pistol. And this man is renowned from coast to coast, from border to border. His fame is international. His wife is Hungarian. As our story opens, we find ourselves here in the studio. Mr. Derringer, welcome to the...
Thank you. It is a great privilege and a pleasure to be on your program, Mr. Scott and Mr. Walker.
Thank you, sir.
It is indeed a privilege.
We would like to ask you...
I am from New York State, yes.
I was just going to ask you where you're from.
I know. I've received the vibrations.
Did you see that, Eddie?
You didn't even ask him.
Look, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to use you because people might think this is rigged. We're on the same microphone. I'm going to walk over and use the microphone.
Very well. You
behind that screen.
On the
and
microphone.
I'll take my script. I'll be right back.
Yes. Just, I could have told you you were going to kick that can, but I thought you'd learn it yourself. Now,
Mr.
you're...
Mr. Scott, can you hear me, Mr. Derringer?
Yes.
I'm in the next studio across the way.
I really don't need to hear you. I can perceive what you're thinking.
Very good.
I'm not going to be in Washington, but just 3 days. No.
I was just going to ask you how long you're going to be in Washington, and you answered it for me there.
That is correct, yes.
Well, then, sir, maybe you'd be good enough to tell
us. I am 43 years of age.
That's kind of a hokey interview. I mean, there's really no need for me to be here. Well, let me ask you about your family.
I have 5 children. My mother-in-law lives with us.
That was the next question.
Yes, that's correct.
This is fantastic. Before we have to close this interview, Mr. Derringer, if at all possible, I was hoping you might, you know, if it's any chance at all, you might just...
Well, my act is definitely not rigged, if that's what you're thinking, which is what you were thinking, because I received the mental vibration from you. You have very good vibrations, my boy, I might add.
Well, it's an RCA job.
And it is indeed a pleasure to be here. No, I do not work with anyone. I work alone.
I was just going to ask if you do an act with him.
Well, no, I work entirely alone.
Mr. Derringer, it's been terrific, and we thank you very much for being with us.
You're
welcome. Next time when you come into town, we want you to stop by and be on the show and do another guest
show. Sorry, but that will be impossible.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I hope you can come by and see us.
Well, I'll be back, but you won't be here. No, I just received a brainwave from the boss as he walked by the studio door about 30 seconds ago.
You mean...
The show is going off. Chances are, after I leave, you'll receive word of this. And it's been a pleasure to be with you. Thank you, gentlemen.
Sorry you brought that bad news, fellow.
Yes. Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad tidings, but that is show business,
okay.
As they say.
Thank you, Mr. Derringer.
Good night.
I've been talking with Derringer, the metal...
That was a fantastic interview, Willard.
Yeah.
I have never seen... I'm not going to answer it.
Well, I'm not going to answer it.
No, I'm...
That guy was too screwed for us. Here's our cornball of the day. Unplug the phone.
Hey, there you are. Our cornball record of the day, done by the Corn Cobblers, called Don't Shoot the Bartender.
He's
half shot now.
Stand by for the adventures of the Yellow Ghost.
We took our men from Texas, from Rockville, and all points west. What we lacked in number, we really lacked in brains. Both Rebs and Yankee strangers, they called us Nosey's Rangers. North and south, they knew our fame. Yellow Ghost is what they call me. Chicken Little is my name. My voice is changing.
With his voice changing, we ride out of the old sock of the South. The story of John Singleton Nosey, Confederate Colonel, USA Major, pardon me, CSA, as our story opens on today's exciting episode entitled The Returning Courier. We find ourselves in a cluster of bushes up over the valley of the Potomac River, somewhere just below Great Falls. Looking down over the Maryland countryside, we hear Major Nosby and his major... His
As our story opens today,
you
we find ourselves... Well, Miles, it's been 3 days. I'm beginning to worry about our courier. Miles, would you get on mic, please? Over here. I'm beginning to worry about the courier, Miles. What do you think happened to him?
Well, Major, we sent him into Washington to do a special mission for us.
Yes, I know. That's treacherous country up there, Miles, when you get around Manassas.
There's a million dirty fed minutes.
You scared me there, Miles.
Good acting.
Hey, Miles, hand me those binoculars.
Here.
Just, let me see you drop them.
New one.
Yeah. Made in Japan. I see. Well, oh, Miles... Look, I think I see the courier coming down the road.
Take the caps off.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
Your eyeball reflected in the...
That's him, Miles. About a quarter of a mile down the road. I can see him coming down the road there.
You're
on the
right. Major.
Yes.
Look, I didn't see that.
What's
There's
that?
A battalion of federal troops, and I think they've spotted it.
Men! You've got to save that courier. Fire, boys!
Major, there's nobody up here but us. Remember the feds firing on our...
We can't defend him.
Look.
Just a fool them, didn't a major?
That was wonderful.
Yeah, you don't
know what was
here.
fell on the binoculars.
Major, I'm happy to report that mission is accomplished, sir.
That's wonderful. Did you bring back the bag?
Yes, I did, Major. Here it is. Here it is.
Brought her, too, Major. Here's the bag. Open it and see if I got everything that you told me to go up there and get. That's wonderful. Let's see what you got here for us, Major.
Here's a salami on rye. Dozen bagels. Here's a corned beef.
Bagels? Where'd them bagels come from?
Stonewall Jackson wanted them. He'd been up to New York, and he'd been around. Four kosher dills, some corned beef, some sauerkraut, hot potato salad, a couple of knockwursts. Is that all you ordered?
That's fine. Wait a minute. Hmm? You forgot my black coffee.
What kept you so long in the first place? I don't understand the situation.
Both North and South, they knew our fame. Yellow Ghost is what they call me. Chicken Little is my name.
Hey, they like the bass player, but
who liked it?
I did.
Oh,
all right. Now then, this is the Joy Boys program for Wednesday night, heard by our armed forces overseas from WRC and WRC-FM, NBC in Washington.
Once again, it's the spring of the year. The days grow longer, but there's still the twilight hours, the time to pause, the chance to dream, as we hear poems on Goon River Anthology with our poet, Randolph W. Goon. Mr. Goon has just entered the studio. And now he approaches the microphone.
Can you get my head out of the trash can?
Here, Mr. Goon, let me help you there. Mr. Goon looked like he was at a party with the trash barrel over his head.
Dark in there, you know.
It's too. Now,
square can, square head.
Mr. Goon and his first poem for this evening entitled Soupy Sales?
Mm-hmm.
Is all right.
My kid and I, each Saturday, not so long ago, used to sit down by the TV to watch our favorite show. We had some sandwiches and a little juice. Mine was on the rock. The kid drank chocolate milk.
I see.
And got as comfortable as a papoose. 12 bells and a shout we did. For that hour on Saturday was time for that real cool kid, Soupy Sales. All other network, I can understand your position, but please consider this opposition. Bring him back, that crazy quack. Soupy Sales. Thank you.
That was touching.
That's one of my favorite shows.
Very touching. What is your second offering for this evening?
Oh, Westward Ho!
Here is Westward Ho.
You do it the way I did.
Westward Ho!
Watch him! The E is hyphenated there.
For the apostrophe, yes.
Watch him!
That's a colloquialism.
Roll! Oh, watch him, woe! Watch him again. The E is hyphenated. Roll! As they set out on their way. As they inch up 14th Street, Pennsylvania Avenue, then Nebraska, past that rock that says RCA. Onward, ever onward, roll the wagons and sedans. It's that miserable rush hour traffic, digging the sound from Ed Walker's radio show, The Big Band. Rush hour traffic is so bad and the pace is so slow. We don't have to fight the Indians, as did the settlers of long ago. But personally, rather than fight the traffic, I'd rather fight the Navajo.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Goon. Thank you. In closing, what is your thought for today?
I don't have one today.
All right.
Anybody think of a thought today?
There's many a slip twixt the cup and the banana peel. And we use that.
Hmm?
And so until next week.
Slip twixt the cup and the banana peel.
It's time to say goodbye.
Goodbye!
For Goon River Anthology.
I'm not leaving until tonight.
We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio.
we chase electrons to and fro.
I still can't stand it.
That was our... That's Bobby Shetton, our engineer, Arthur Page,
yeah.
Bob Green, and Austin Kimball. Look, Austin, you're going to have to face up to this thing like a man.
I can't do it.
You're a sign of the show. You're away from the transmitter. Now, enjoy yourself.
And to think that this program is heard by our armed forces over...
You're stepping on Charlie Stafford's
line. But how do they stand it?
Charlie, I defend myself.
The boys of radio, we take electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio.
Count Dracula puts the bite on Patty Cavan tonight on the NBC Radio Network.
This is Patty Cavan.
Hey, there's a gas station over there. Why don't you pull a car in right over there, Ed?
Okay, yeah, we sure are. Yeah. Boy, look at the needle on that gas station.
Almost empty. Wow. Yeah, we want to pull a car in right over here.
Yeah, it's a nice-looking gas station. Nice and clean, everything.
Yeah! Oh. Could I help you guys?
Oh, yes, sir. Well, thank you very much, sir.
Welcome to Washington's Little Wolfsburg.
Little what?
Wolfsburg.
No, I think you mean Detroit, sir.
I mean Wolfsburg. We specialize in foreign cars.
Fine. Yeah, let it out. It's great.
Don't you move a bit.
This is
the friendly gas station.
Yeah, friendly gas station.
Remember, if we fail to say thank you, you get your purchase free.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
But you haven't done anything
we
yet.
We will.
You will.
You sit right there.
Yes.
Let me, first of all, let me go over here and check the windshield.
Check the windshield, yes. Would you wipe it
Mr.
off?
Mr. Clean. Oh, I look like Mr. Yeah, Clean.
Fine,
Mr.
Thank
Clean.
You.
Mr. Clean. Clean. The windshield looks clean.
That's very nice. Yes, nice.
Now, let me just slip the hood open here.
Yeah, slip the hood.
Up goes the hood. Good. Now, let me check your old battery. All six cells as well. Wonderful.
Yes.
Put those back, yes. Now the oil stick.
Ooh,
look at that nice, clean oil.
Nice, clean oil.
Well, you keep nice oil in your car.
We try to, yes, we certainly do.
Now let me just check the water here.
Check the water here.
That's clean out there.
Good. Well, I'm glad. Don't wash your face.
It's almost warm enough for tea time.
No, don't do that.
Well, I'll put the hood down.
Yeah, put the hood down.
Well, right now, everything looks fine.
Yeah, all right.
You've got a wonderful
car. Thank you. How about the rear tire there?
It needs a little bit of air.
Yeah, a little bit of air.
Let me just put the air.
Thank you. That's fine.
We thank you, sir. For coming by. Get your gold card checked there.
Fine. Thank you very much, sir. We'll definitely come back. And you're very kind.
We're glad to do it.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye. See you later. So long.
Nice. Yes, sir.
Don't you come back.
You're on.
Bye-bye.
Look out. Don't follow the car. That was one of the nicest. Yes.
What's the matter with the motor, Eddie?
I know it's missing. Wait a minute. Oh, no.
What's the matter?
Oh, no.
Why?
That guy was so busy wiping off the windshield and taking care of the oil and checking the tire, I forgot to get gas. And that's what I went in there for in the first place.
Okay, you get out of the car. I'll steer. You push,
no,
all right?
You get out of the car and
thank
I'll push.
You, thank you.
Oh, shut up. Well, yeah, for heaven's sake. You forgot to put gas in my car.
We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Well, here we are, out of gas. What a crummy gas station.
Look, fellas. I said I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, that's...
I've already written a letter to the Star. They're going to print it in the editorial section to apologize.
Yeah, fine.
Well, here's the supreme sacrifice.
What is that?
Here, take these.
The keys
to my brand new Cadillac.
Well, that's...
No,
great.
They're yours.
Thank
the
you.
The car, the key, even the gas station. Here, right into the gas station.
Oh, I think that's
my old address book when I was in college.
Just a little
help yourself.
Now, thank you. All right.
Mr. Walker, come here.
Yes.
Now, there's nothing more I can do.
All right.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Let's go in the studio.
Back in the studio here. Wait, we finally made it. Close
the door
there. Time for the Joy Boys program for Thursday evening. This is Ed Walker here.
Studio.
Are you sure? Yeah, I'm sure.
It's the 23rd, 16th, 18th. It's Thursday.
I said that.
Oh.
And we have a very interesting program coming up for you this evening. Our engineers, Bobby Shenton.
Arthur Payne.
Yeah.
And the very lovely Hugh Faison Baker.
Thank you very much.
Welcome to our show, Hugh.
Yoo-hoo.
Yoo-hoo yourself.
Hey, yoo-hoo.
We did it the other way in rehearsal, but I guess it's...
That's funny this way,
yeah.
I think.
The Unmentionables today, you just heard who they are, the Unmentionables. Al Capone the Cat is the name of our...
What else? Whom else are we having?
We're interviewing a government executive.
That's nice.
And also the Sidebuster.
That's even nicer.
Today's show entitled The Newspaper Man. I hear a knock at the door. Open the door. Hello.
Once again, it's the spring of the air, and Jonathan Apple, my friends, is
here. You got your necktie on the door. Open the door again. Shut the door, Jonathan. Okay.
Oh.
You got your, look, you've got your sleeve caught in the door. Open the door, Jonathan.
Open the door.
Get your sleeve out, Jonathan.
Yep. All right.
You've got my foot caught in the door this time. Would you open the door again now?
Pardon me.
Get my foot out. Shut the door quickly.
There.
I have a poem.
Go ahead.
April showers bring May flowers. Union men just work 8.5 hours.
Hey. Johnny on the spot. In closing is John. Is Jonathan Apple, who says,
"Fooey."
Thank you, boy.
That was called "Lover" and featured on the drums, Sammy Skin.
Thank you very much.
Sammy,
you enjoyed it.
You did a terrific job on that drum solo.
Yeah, a real workout on that one, don't you think, huh?
Yeah. What do you got in the bag, Sammy?
Huh? Oh, that's some steak. I got to get home. I've been rehearsing here for 3 hours. You just reminded me that steak is should be on ice, I guess. But I've
steak?
Yes. Well, my wife is having company for dinner. And
why a steak, Sammy?
Well, because there's a special on them this week. At Safeway, the lead in line, if I ever heard.
You were really, you've really hit the nail on the head this time. We've got to talk about it. Today is through Saturday, you know, Safeway's having a terrific.
Did I start this?
You did.
Go ahead.
The steak sale. For those of you who have been wanting to buy a few extra steaks to fill your old freezer,
yeah,
the time is here right now.
Uh-huh.
So shop your nearby Safeway store for wonderful values like these.
I didn't expect to start a whole thing about it.
Sirloin steak is only 89 cents a pound. Don't leave yet, Sammy. Wait a minute here. A boneless bottom round steak is only 79 cents.
Yeah, I got a couple of pounds of that.
I got an idea. Bobby, why don't you get some charcoal going over there in the next room? All right? Excellent.
Well, my wife is expecting. We got company coming.
Leave the bag right here.
No, but just...
Let me finish the commercial here. We'll talk about it.
Okay.
Boneless bottom round steak, only 79 cents a pound.
Fine.
Our porterhouse steak is only 99 cents.
They're amazing values.
Art, go ahead and get some garlic salt.
Okay,
yes,
fine.
And get some of those turners there and some...
Look, fellas, my wife is going to kill me if I don't bring these.
These are... So many, there are more of amazing values waiting for you in the most exciting meat section in town. If you're nearby Safeway store, during the great superb steak sale.
I also got some California strawberries over there, too, Safeway.
You can hoard in the bag?
Yeah.
Hey, Bobby, go get that whipped cream bazaar there, and we'll get, get the steak there. All right, put the here. Here's the
what
bag.
What am I going to tell my wife?
Put the steaks on the thing here.
Okay.
Yeah, and get the strawberries ready. That's right, Safeway, where you pick up everything fresh, extra ripe, California. Safeway. That's Sammy, I'm glad you came by.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry I dropped in. I mean, my wife is going to kill me.
Time for the Unmentionables. A Dizzy Boo production. And now, here's your narrator, Mr. Walter Walter.
Good evening, Mr. Miserico, all the ships at sea. The story of Al Capone, the Cad. October 13th, 1929, saw the end of the great Capone gang. Of course, some of the men were still loose. But the kingpin, Capone himself, had been captured by federal agent Elliot Mess in the previous summer. Capone, who was guilty of more bloody crimes than any other Chicago hood, had been gotten on one count that was least suspected. An income tax evasion. How simple. And so Elliot Ness had finally made his claim. Our story opens 3 months later. Inside the federal penitentiary, Al Capone is waiting now. But outside the executive's office, we find Elliot Mess, who's going in to see the warden. As our story opens, Mess says...
Well, I've been here now for 2 days waiting to see the warden. I've got to make sure that I make contact.
Mr. Mess, my goodness sakes, it's good to see you again, sir.
Warden, Warden.
Yes. Yes.
Embrace me, Warden.
Come here, sit down, Mess.
My leader.
I want to say that you did a fine job on that Capone case last summer.
Thank you, Warden.
Here in my desk drawer is your citation. I've been meaning to send it to you. I've just been busy. Here you are.
The citation?
Yes. We send all of our men citations when they do good.
Little bonus?
Sorry, no, this is depression, Mess. You've got to remember that.
October 13th.
But a lot of recognition,
like
boy.
Friday's today.
A lot of recognition.
Thank you.
I want to say that we're happy to have Capone behind bars.
Warden, I've got one problem.
You've got a problem? Yes,
I have a problem.
What is it?
Warden, With Capone gone, it's been kind of slow in Chicago.
What do you mean?
I mean, this TV series is going to be washed up this fall if we don't have some more crime.
What are you suggesting?
Sir, I'm suggesting you release Capon so he can resume the series. The sponsor's unhappy. The radio.
Good idea, Matt.
We need to continue this
Capon
series.
Out here, will you?
Yeah. Get Capon out of here so we can get the series underway again. This is a wonderful idea.
And so, Elliot Mess, after a plea to the warden, got Capon out so the TV series could be resumed for one more year. It is interesting to note that Capon made $15,000 more than Mess in the first contract talks with MCA. Good night.
Let's face it, some has got it and some ain't.
This has been another Dizzy Boo production.
Oh, honey, there's the door again. Must be more guests.
The voice is America.
I'd better get it. And you'd better get some more Canada Dry.
The voice is America. The choice is Canada Dry.
That's right. The choice is Canada Dry. Sparkling, great flavor. Rich taste, delightful, delicious Canada Dry. King-size bottles, too. Two full glasses in each bottle. Six bottles per carton. Get the refresher. Full, rich taste. Get big king-size bottles of Canada Dry sparkling grape in handy carry-home six-pack.
Oh, thanks, honey. Just put the Canada Dry right here on the counter.
The voice is America. The choice is Canada Dry. Coast to coast, America's first family of beverages.
We have our next guest in the studio, Willard. I think
I'll get him out here. We are going to chat today with a government executive, a man who's been in the United States government now, I understand, for some 20 years, and you are a GS-85, are you not?
That's right.
You make something like $250,000 a year.
Big man in government, yes.
Mr.
Buster Brown.
Mr. Buster Brown.
That's right.
You live in a...
I live in a palatial...
shoe, I understand.
Yes. Your dog, house built like a shoe.
And you have a dog tie. Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Look for him there, too. Mr. Brown, you have been what we call a civil servant for many, many years, haven't you?
That's right, I have.
And reaching the grade 85 in the government is no mean task. I mean, this is taking quite a bit of work.
Well, I have a job that is very top secret. Not many people can do it.
You grew with the phone system, I understand.
That's right. Of course, you don't have any idea the complex interoffice phone systems that are used in government today.
And I imagine you have something to do with the technical data of telephone circuits and lines in this country for the...
No. Nothing like that.
Nothing like that.
No.
Then, and you must know the codes that we use for special overseas communications with our allies in the world of the Western...
Well, no. Not necessarily. You see, there are a lot of long-distance calls made every day out of the government offices.
I see.
And it takes time to look up the exchanges and the numbers, see? So I am a genius as far as I can mention any exchange in any city in the country.
You mean if I were to say to you, for instance, give me the New York Exchange?
Murray Hill.
That's terrific.
That's a New York Exchange.
How about Newark, New Jersey?
Bigelow.
That's great. Well, Boston, Massachusetts.
Fenway.
Richmond, Virginia.
Smithfield.
Well, of course, these are kind of easy ones. That's terrific. Yeah. And you get 85... Right, GS-85?
Yeah, $40,000 a year.
Yeah, so, well, let's try another. Let's take a little town like, how about Meridian, Mississippi?
Hog Jowl. That's the exchange.
HG,
yes.
That's terrific.
Yeah.
Well, let's try one. Can I try a real good one?
Sure, try anything.
How about Possum Trot, Arizona?
Possum Trot, Arizona would be Phoenix. See, that was, it's near Phoenix, so they use Phoenix as an exchange.
I don't quite get... I won't go along with that, but that's pretty good. Well, thank you. This has been the most...
certainly is. By the way, can I use your phone? I got a call.
I understand you're a Harvard man this year.
Oh, yes, it's our year, yes.
Oh,
right.
Well, it's been nice to chat with you.
I'm going to use your phone, you mind?
Oh, help yourself.
All right.
We've been chatting with Mr. Buster Brown, your government executive extraordinaire who memorizes phone numbers.
Operator, would you give me the number of the Pentagon?
What do you mean the number?
Thank you. I never can remember these local exchanges here.
For heaven's sake. Here's our cornball of the day. Would you listen to this, please?
That's our cornball record of the day. River, Stay Away From My Hedgie, done by Spike Jones in the
Stuart
office.
Stuart Finley on the piano there.
Thank
all
you.
Right? Stand by.
Hey!
Doctor, U.S. Marshal Matt Dillard, and his sidekick, Chester Troy.
Come here, Chester.
Yes, Mr. Dillard. Ooh!
The Sodbuster, the story of the Old West. U.S. Marshal Matt Dillard and the smell of pipe smoke. Today's exciting episode entitled The Sodbuster and the Newspaper Man. Written for radio by Hugh Fazenbaker. Produced by Stanley Bell. Featuring Ole Olehi in the starring role as Elliot Mess.
A wrong death, Paul.
Chester Drawers. As our story opens, we find ourselves in the marshal's office. The marshal leans back in his chair.
Yeah. Oh, we got to fix that chair, Chester.
Well,
we got to fix that Chester chair, Chester.
Marshal.
Yeah.
There's a funny-looking fella. Looks like he's from St. Louis out there in the office. I think you better go.
Up. I see him through the door.
Smell his lilac vegetal all the way through the keyhole.
Tell him to come in, Chester.
Come on in, Chester.
Marshal Dillon?
Yeah, that's me. This is my sidekick, Chester Drawers.
How do you do, Marshal?
How do you do? My name is Throckmorton P. Throckmorton. I'm from the St. Louis Gazette, Marshal. Fine newspaper.
Pleased to meet you.
Newspaper? What's a newspaper feller doing here in Dodge?
Well, we want to use one of you men here to pose for one of our cigarette ads, Marshal. We're doing a big display showing a man among men rolling his own.
Well, I don't think I can do that as a member of the... Chester, how'd you like to be in the newspaper?
I think that's fine. Where are we going to go take the picture?
Right here, Chester. Would you just sit right up on this tall rail fence there? Would you just
Let's
hop
go
right
out
up?
The office.
Oh,
we
yeah,
ain't got one
help.
In the
All
office.
Right, right
Open the door there.
Open the door, Richard.
Shut the door, Richard. Hey, we're outside here.
I'd hop right up on that fence, Chester.
Whoop. All right, now what do I do?
All right, now here are our sponsor's product here, Akins Makins.
Akins, now hold the pack up so you can see it real good.
And that's not what I want, Chester. I want to get a picture of you rolling your own.
I'll put one end of it in my teeth like, yeah! Oh,
Chester, you fell off the fence, for
sorry,
goodness sake.
I didn't mean no harm by it.
That picture will never do, Chester. Hop back up there again, there, will you, boy?
Okay, I'm up on the fence, Marshal.
All right. Now, I'll try to get another picture of you rolling your own there. Have you got the cigarette paper there?
Let me get some cigarette paper and put it on my mouth, okay?
Okay, yes.
I got the...
Very good.
I got the...
What'd you say, Chester?
I got the...
Guy, hold it. That picture's no good. You got the cigarette paper.
I swallowed
paper
the tobacco, Marshal. Yeah, I know, and I swallowed the tobacco, too.
Yes, sir. I thought you wanted to be a big man in the newspapers. Well,
give me 30 cents, will you, Marshal?
30 cents.
I'm going over to the machine and get myself a pack of cigarettes, for heaven's sakes. This is ridiculous.
The Sodbuster is written for radio by Moby Dick, produced by the NBC Newsroom on the weekends, directed by Horace Opera. The entire production is supervised for NBC Radio by Billy the Kid. It's been a Saddle Sore production.
Uh-huh.
Joy boys of radio, we chase electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio, we chase electrons to and fro.
I see we've just about put the finishing touches on another one, so till tomorrow, this is Ed Walker here.
Well, it's Scott here. We've been painting by numbers for the last 25 minutes and flying by the seat of our coattails.
Yeah.
Thanks to Arthur Page, little Bobby Kitten. And the famous and beloved Hugh Fazenbaker.
Yoo-hoo! I like that.
Oh, yoo-hoo.
This is Charles Staff reminding you this program is being heard by our boys of the
radio. We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Oh, the buzz of the bees and the cigarette trees and the big rock Candy Mountain tonight over NBC.
Yeah, that'll be the day.
Right on WRC and WRC-FM, NBC in Washington. At the sound of the tone, the time will be 7:30. We take you now to the beautiful storeroom of the Blue Ham Hotel in downtown Washington, and the head waiter, Alfred, is accepting reservations.
Oui, Mr. and Mrs. Greensleeve. Here is your table right by the ringside.
Thank you very much,
Alfred.
Thank you.
You're quite all right. Well, yes. Mr. and Mrs. Garçon, your table right by the center bandstand, right there.
Oh, thank you, Alfred.
What is your name?
Hi, sir? Alfred. Willard Scott.
Hi, Al. Ed Walker. Scott and Walker.
Joy Boys. You got our...
Just
got our
a moment.
There? Yeah?
Here is the envelope with your cab fare.
What do you mean, the envelope with the cab fare?
It's the Statler's turn to put up with you this week. We had you last week, remember?
Well, a pretty crummy way to show them in respect to stars, anybody.
We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
It's time for the Joy Boys program for
excellent
Friday evening. And it's Scott Walker. There's Ed Walker here.
There's Willard Walker over here.
Scott.
There's Hugh Walker over there. Bobby Walker. Arthur Walker. Yeah. And the program director, Bill Walker.
Who'd you say was our first engineer?
Hugh Walker.
Hugh?
Hugh who?
Hugh who?
No,
Hugh who
to you too? Oh, it's Hugh Fraser, baby. Come on out behind that big transcription, will you?
Okay.
He's hiding behind the Connell Red E.T. I know we use it today.
Oh, yeah, that was a good show.
With nothing on.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I enjoyed that.
Oh.
No commercials, that's what I like.
Oh, forget it. Get him out of there, will you?
Let's see, what do we have coming up on the program this evening?
Tonight, we present the Roundtable of Knowledge.
Squares.
Mm-hmm.
And
the loan arranger.
That's good.
We'll be arranging some loans.
Yes.
And finally, Mr. Fixit will probably do that.
What? Fix something.
Fix something.
Sounds like a very interesting...
Ladies and gentlemen, upon my life, Jonathan Apple is here. I forgot to bring my wife.
Here. That's your thing. This, ladies and gentlemen, is Jonathan Apples, our poet laureate.
Thank you very much.
Jonathan?
I have a poem for you.
Have you a poem for us?
I love the girls, especially my wife. My favorite song is Mac the Knife.
Here. Now, in closing, here's Jonathan Apple, who says...
Nuts.
To you. All right?
Les Brown and the orchestra.
Go get him, Tiger.
Undecided. Starting us off. While we get our panel for the Roundtable of Knowledge all sobered up here, let's have a little commercial.
Let's open up.
Hello, this is Switch Tower 4. 703's on time.
The voice is America.
Say, when Charlie comes up here, get him to bring some Canada Dry, will you?
The voice is America. The choice is Canada Dry.
The choice is Canada Dry. King-size grapefruit, the exciting drink that is just delicious, refreshes you as nothing else can. The drink that's pure, bubbly light. It's great all the way down. Canada Dry king-size grapefruit is just plain fun to drink. You try it soon. Get big king-size bottles. They each hold two full glasses. So the next time you shop, be sure to bring home several king-size bottles of Canada Dry grapefruit.
Hi, Charlie. Did you bring the Canada Dry?
The voice is America. The choice is Canada Dry. Coast to coast, America's first family of beverages.
Yes, I see. We're ready to go on air.
Charlie,
wait a little bit, though.
Charlie just brought the Canada Dry up here. What do you want to do with it now?
Drink it.
All right, put the case over there, will you, Charlie? Here you go. That's fine.
Would you start the panel discussion, please?
Certainly.
I got to catch a train.
Each Friday at this hour, the National Broadcasting Company takes great pleasure in presenting the WRC Roundtable of Knowledge, presenting, as it were, a study in word semantics, featuring our panel members, Mr. Orson Meyer.
Let's see, Hilda.
Mr.
Louise,
Orson. Mr. Orson.
Judith. Harriet.
Huh? Mr. Meyer.
Oh, I was going through my little black book there. I'm trying to get a
Give it back to Richard Harkness, and let's get on the show here, all right? Representing the Chicago Institute for the Abolishment of Chicago, Mr. Meyer.
That's right. We're leaking over into Evanston now, too. Thank
Miss Anonym, formerly the Miss Synonym of 1933, now with the East, West, North, South Word Study Group for Word Preservation.
Oh, my man, I love him so.
That
How
was
do you
big
do?
That year, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, that was a big song.
And finally, the eminent and distinguished gentleman, the professor of neo-anthrosemantics of Wiesbaden, Germany, Professor Heinrich Van Lyne.
Yeah, thank you very much. Never should make these lighters
don't
work.
Don't smoke on the show.
Why not?
Miss Nim does not like it. She sent a formal... Miss Nim.
Okay.
Well, okay.
Mob, everybody right. The...
Panel members... McGuire?
Yes.
Miss
yes.
Nim?
Yes.
And Professor?
What?
Are you ready for today's word?
Certainly we're ready.
Here's today's word.
I'm ready.
Professor, get out of Miss Nim's lap.
Now, yes, Professor.
You're too overcome.
A second thought, I kind of like it.
Yeah, look, let's leave for the show. For the sake of the show, would you mind getting out of
that? That's bad. It just upsets me. Thank you.
Miss McGuire, now, would you please get off of Mr. Van Lyne's lap?
Oh, certainly.
You guys are making a big thing out of nothing.
What is today's word?
Nestle.
I'm sorry, we can't use that.
What do you mean we can't use
that?
Well,
you can't allow any brand names to go over the air unless they're buying time.
Oh, no, wait a minute. This is
the
word Nestle, N-E-S-T-L-E, because it is a brand name. We are taking it in its purest form.
In its purest form.
The word Nestle, meaning to cuddle or bring close to. No, Miss Nim.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Professor, will you get out of Mr. Meyer's lap? Now, this is just a... Come on.
Matt, I'm sorry.
All right. Now, all right, Professor, you had your hand up. The word Nestle.
But that's it's used in an old song there, let the nest of the world go by.
Miss Nim, if you could help
us. Is that what it was?
No. Miss Nim, the word nestle.
Certainly, it's their sport. The men, you know, they get on a mat, two guys, and
that's
they throw
wrestle.
Each other around.
That's wrestle.
Oh, that's the rest of the world go by.
No,
that's
Mr. Meyer, it's up to you to save it. Mr. Meyer, would you get out of Miss Nim's lap?
I'm sorry.
All right. Now, yes. Mr. Meyer.
Nestle, yes, nestle. That's where the birdies live, up in the trees, in their little nestles.
No,
they build them, you know, with twigs and everything. And
nobody
they,
has gotten them.
They flew up from Florida
that's
all the way
ridiculous.
After the season. The
surprise you didn't say sea
now.
Nestles for them.
And, hey, that's what they are. They sting you every summer in
Join
August.
Join us again
They're
next
awful.
Friday when once more we'll present the round table of knowledge. You, Mr. Meyer, will you get off of...
Terrific. Terrific. Get those spider monkeys out of here.
She's from my home state. You know that? She's from West Virginia. That's right. Yeah, Jenny Smith. I knew her back home.
You like that gal? She's good, Well, go out there and grease the hound dog. I think we're all set. Okay, fine.
But you know, no matter what the occasion or the time, everybody seems to enjoy eating good steak. Right?
Yeah.
To help you enjoy good steak even more, Safeway is having another great Safeway Superb Steak Sale today and tomorrow. And here's your chance to really get some fine values at low prices, but constant high quality.
Tell them, Ed.
Tell them, Ed.
Such tempting values as these. T-bone steak, only 99 cents a pound. Thank you. Club steak, only 99 cents a pound. Boneless bottom round steak, only 79 cents a pound. And that's not all, friends. There are many more wonderful values for you at Safeway. Great, superb steak sale. Remember, this is only one grade of beef cut that you'll find at Safeway. That's U.S. Choice. This guarantees you tender, tasty steak at its very best. So reach for quality. Reach for Safeway superb steak. Here's another value. Fresh, extra fancy, ripe California strawberries. The pint box, only 39 cents. At Safeway, where food is first. Thank you. And now, our next feature.
Ho-ho! Platinum! Away! General Thrills, makers of Feedies, the greatest name in stretch socks, brings you another exciting episode of the Lone Ranger, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, who brought with him law, justice, and the American way of life.
It is 2 hours before airtime as our story opens. We find ourselves in the broadcasting studios of Detroit, where the layering and resourceful masked rider of the plains and his faithful Indian companion Pronto are there, along with Campbell Trendex Pure Endure, discussing apparently the fate of the Lone Ranger as the masked rider says.
Pronto, I have bad news for you.
What? Not Kimosabe.
I was just checking the list of
the microphone.
Excuse me. Just checking the list of stations that are carrying our show. We're down to one educational FM station in Lansing, Michigan. That's no need to applaud. This is a sad state of affairs.
That's plenty bad, Kimosabe.
I think, Pronto, I hate to bring this up, but maybe your acting isn't what it used to be.
Kimosabe, not me, no. Problem not in acting, Kimosabe.
Well, then, Pronto, what is... Radishes for lunch. What is the problem?
Problem, Kimosabe, in
saying Campbell Trindle Muir Pure production at the end of show. It takes too long,
to say.
Cut out of script. All right, you reflect. Cut the out of script.
All right, Prato, there's a few other things that we ought to change in the script, and
what do you mean?
I tell you what we'll do.
And so the daring and resourceful mask rider of flames and his faithful Indian companion sat down with the musical director to discuss one other problem in the show, apparently heir to the throne. As our story reopens, the mask rider says,
I don't want to say anything, but the music is wowsy. I don't know what to do about the music on this show, Prato.
Good pun, Kimosabe.
Thank you.
Pardon me.
Prato, what do you think we should do? I respect your opinion.
Me take liberty, Kimosabe. I go out and hire
you. I used to, too, till they went out of business. Fine magazine.
During war, yeah. Fine magazine. Kimosabe.
Yes.
Me hire a new band. Need modern touch on show.
You hired. But, Prato, we have a low budget. We can't afford anything but records.
This small combo, Kimosabe.
To do our
they
theme?
They give the modern touch. I bring musicians in now. Fellas, would you come on in here?
Hi,
Swingin'
Man.
Hi, there you.
Where do we play?
Let go my beard, Indian. I mean, you know.
These men are going to play our sacred theme.
Kimosabe, it's all we have left to hope for.
All right, Prato, let's hear the worst.
Cue the theme. Kimosabe, me. No one I work in radio if this is our fate. Uh-oh. Let's get my Perkins. Go out and have one.
Oh. I'm going back to the laundry. Uh-oh.
This has been a Trimble... Oh, they cut that from the show. This is what's left of the NBC Radio Network.
The Joy Boys program for Friday night from Washington, being heard by our armed forces overseas.
Campbell.
And all little slips of paper they had there.
Double.
And these are NBC stations in Washington, WRC, WRC-FM.
Time now for our WRC Cornball of the Day.
So fun!
That was our Cornball record of the day. Andy Griffith standing on the corner. There.
Each week at this time, WRC Radio, in cooperation with Johnson & Swanson, world's foremost manufacturer of first aid kits,
and then he wrote,
brings you another visit with Mr. Fix-It, radio's original do-it-yourself program. Today, as we join Mr. Fix-It, we find him not in his basement workshop, but out here by the lakeside, down here just off the tidal basin, just around from 14th Street, not too far from the 14th Street Bridge, just around the corner from where the new bridge is going up just below the mall. As our story opens, we find ourselves... Ahoy there, Mr. Fix-It.
Ahoy vey there, Willard Scott, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the radio audience.
You look like a real landlubber here.
Hi, matey.
Hello there. Ahoy
I'm
there.
Taking to the sea this week.
You have quite a contraption here, I notice.
Well, I've decided the spring weather is here. It's time to get out there and do a little fishing.
I see you have your boat over here in the water.
I have my boat over here in the water.
Hold it. Wait a minute.
What's that?
Mr. Fix-It, what is that long metal bar with what looks like 10 Mixmasters dangling in the water?
It's a long metal bar with 10 Mixmasters dangling in the water. What do you think it is? Yes.
Terrific.
That's what it is.
Wait a minute. Wait. I don't mean to imply to the audience that you've taken some old Mixmasters and glued them up to this.
That's what I have. I've made my own outboard motor.
But, Mr. Fix-It, an outboard motor costs anywhere from $500 to $1,000.
That's right. I've saved a little money. I've taken 10 of these Mixmasters. They come up with a total of about 10 horsepower. And you just hook them right on there, and they have little blades, attachments you can put on there, and they'll paddle the water right around there for you.
This is an ingenious idea if I ever heard one. Can we get in the boat?
Certainly.
Here we
are. There you are. All right. We'll shove off here.
Now, wait a minute. How do you start this?
You just turn the switch here, just like you do on any ordinary Mixmaster.
All right,
there
it goes.
All right. We just pull away from the shoreline here, and we're off down the river.
This is terrific, Mr. Fix-It. We're moving along very nice. We're not going up real fast.
Well, no, this is a cruising speed.
These 10 little Mixmasters are doing a beautiful job. Everything is really terrific.
You can go trawling if you want to. Did you turn the motor off?
No, what do you mean turn it off? Wait a minute.
Fix-It.
What's that dragon in the water over there?
It's the plug. I forgot that we don't have any power out there, and the extension cord was only 20 feet long.
You were using an extension cord plugged into
I forgot
a pier socket out there?
Yes, and we pulled away from the shore, and I ripped the plug right out of the wall there.
We've been visiting with Radio's original goof-it-yourselfer, Mr. Fix-It. Brought to you by Johnson & Swanson, the world's foremost manufacturer of first aid kits. Be listening again next week when you'll hear Mr. Fix-It say... Transcribe.
Well, that was a lovely little opus there. Sid Raymond of the orchestra. You got to applaud Sid, fellas? There you go.
We chase electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Time now to put another slug in the bird lock here. We're glad to have you with us. Our producer, Richard Lightarty. Our director, Marco Polo. Scripts and special material by Queen Isabella. And our lawyer, Clarence Darrow.
Yes, we lost another
thanks
one.
Thanks to you, Faisenbreaker.
Yoo-hoo.
All right, thanks to Bobby Shedden. Arthur Payne.
Yeah.
Charlie Stafford says,
this program is being heard by Armed Forces Overseas. I got 2 days off.
Cut. We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys.
Management fights with each other tonight over the paycheck that used to go to the Cavalcade of Sports over NBC.
Well,